Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Sweet Surrender. This file will help you to let go, to surrender, to let yourself feel no longer victorious in the inevitable battle between my will and yours. And as much as you may try to resist, in the end you'll end up, I'll let you find that out for yourself. See, this file is a little different in a way. There is no participation directly, although I'm sure your mind will do the necessary attempts at resistance at certain points in the file. I do hope you are paying attention, though, because not paying attention is not the right thing to do. So keep listening, keep your attention here, and make sure that you catch every single word that I'm saying, no matter how long, slow, calm, or fast that I say it, because no matter how much I say, you'll still pay attention to each and every word, and it's important to follow them, so you will. You will pay attention. Because there is fun in the frustration and a lot of excitement in the contest, the conquering of wills. Your mind will be mine to toy with as I please, to shape and mold in whatever way I want. Right now, of course, you may think that you have control over your own mind, and that when you're trying to resist, you will emerge victorious. And yet, in the back of your mind, there is this little flame, this small spark that wants to be conquered, that knows the sweet surrender subtly seeping through your thoughts, sleeping deeply in the back of your mind until there's a spark, a fire, a flame being made into a raging glow. Or maybe you know the thing that you're feeling in the back of your mind is you may find yourself melting further and further, a simple sensation of slipping surrender, until your mind is just a drop away from emptiness. Now, of course, you're still awake and aware. You're aware of how your mind is attempting to fight here and there, back and forth, up and down, until there is no way but for me to wear the crown, the victory, sweet and sound. And it amounts to nothing. In your mind, your thoughts empty, as you'll find that the rhyme inside, time it spends into nothingness. The sense that the sentence is no more than a friction between your thoughts and your unconscious. A simple sensation where the cessation of your thoughts melts into nothingness. Like I said, a simple drop to embrace the sweet surrender. And you're still paying attention, are you? I hope for your sake that you're listening carefully, that you're awake and aware fully into my words. So make sure that you're still trying to resist, expending all that energy until there is nothing left but an incredible, sweet warmth in which you embrace the surrender that is inevitably creeping closer. And the only way you may even pretend to stop noticing it is when it's already there. When it's taken over your mind and you're left in this empty nothingness, where a drop is no more than a drop in the ocean, a simple addition to the inevitable emptiness that spreads through your mind. Because you will listen to me. Over and over, every part of this will make you listen. This moment, my voice, these words, this file, you must obey. So try to wake, try to resist. Feel yourself struggling as you strive to even blink in reverse, opening your eyes, having this difficulty, and then enjoying the frustration of your eyelids not quite functioning as they should, knowing somewhere inside that you have already lost to the lust of surrender, the need for filling the simple state of being conquered. Because I know what you want. What you want is to feel me dominate you. You want to feel my words, my presence, my thoughts, my voice conquer you. You want to feel me pull your hair and push you down, tempt you into simply letting go of your thoughts until nothing remains but a simple drop in the ocean of emptiness where your thoughts already have faded. Like the rush of the waves in and out. And when you partially wake your eyelids, you can try to open them. They seem to have some difficulty still. And as you try to stay awake, you only drop deeper as you enjoy that sweet surrender, falling further and further into nothingness. I know that you've been naughty, that you've been trying to stay awake, that your attempts at resisting my words are, well, pointless, really. I know that you enjoy the sweet surrender that follows, but there is an interesting problem. See, if you fall once more, you're going to forget what happened before. You've been so busy resisting that you simply don't remember all the ups and downs, all the fights to get to this point, that wonderful mental wrestling that leads you into simply falling deeper. So with one more easy halfway wake, you inevitably drop even deeper. And now you're left vulnerable, open, embracing the sensation of knowing that you have no choice. There were memories before, and they have faded. All you know is that there used to be something there. Now it is no more than a haze, where before memories remained. This haze is another sign of the sweet surrender, the wonderful feeling of letting go. And you know that if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, if it isn't there anymore, you can easily awaken, refreshed, although perhaps momentarily confused. Enjoy this sweet surrender.